So hey guys, my name is Ivar Van Staden, and I'm a senior studying information telecommunications systems, and this is my 180 story. So I've always been part of a Christ-centered family and walked most of the Christian walk of life. I attended church weekly, read the Bible, and prayed every night before going to bed with my family, and followed all the rules. Everything was good, and my family was full of love for each other and also for God. But this world, this perfect world, came crashing down in 2014 when my mother was diagnosed with an extremely aggressive and rare case of lung cancer. She had never smoked, she'd always taken care of herself, and she had wholeheartedly been a follower of Jesus. For the next 2 years, my family navigated the trial as she slowly grew weaker and would spend weeks in the ICU due to a collapsed lung up in the Cleveland Clinic main campus. On June 19, 2016, I had just arrived in Arkansas to spend a week on a missions trip with my church youth group when a close family friend called me over and handed me the phone. My father was on the other end, and he tearfully told me that my mother had passed away. I wept. My family's perfect world had changed forever, and I would question God for a long time afterwards. I wanted clear answers and guidance from God on why these things are the way they were and why I felt distance from him. My desire was for God to provide a clear answer to my many questions. Through my questioning, I lost sight of God and what he had done for us all. Not finding or understanding the answers that I yearned for, I fell into depression and felt that I had nowhere and no one to turn to. It was at this point that I became a slave to addiction. My attempts at grasping for affection and comfort led to a pattern of fleeting numbness. God was always there, but I did not recognize him to the glory that he deserved. Coming to college, I sought out answers yet again and found crew. God placed individuals into my life to help guide me back and closer to him than I'd ever been before. Seeing the Holy Spirit work through so many people and experiencing the true desire to live for God began to alter my course. I began to become more involved, attending as many crew events as possible, listening intently to every sermon and every single message about God, as well as surrounding myself with others that had God's Spirit working through them to help guide me. I now began desiring for change and to truly commit my life for Christ out of a thirst for growing nearer to him. I still had questions, and some were being answered, even if it wasn't what I wanted to hear or something that didn't sate my thirst. God had been answering questions, but not in the way that I'd been hoping for, rather in his perfect way. I continued to grow closer to God over the next 2 years, yet still struggled with my addiction. I was convicted, yet unable to fully resist the temptation of my secret sin. God had placed people into my life to help me, yet I continued to struggle. I needed one final wake-up call, and God provided that opportunity for me. As I was thrust back into a difficult season with work piling up and a significant amount of stress last semester, God was showing me to trust him, even if everything seemed hopeless. He was giving me answers to my problems, even if I didn't see it at the time. God welcomes sincere questions brought forth from an honest heart. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 say, "Ask, and it will be given you, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." So many of my questions came from a place of longing to experience and know him. I'm happy to say that he answered my questions, and to this day, every day, he is answering more of my questions. If anything resonated with you, I will be down here or helping with sound after the 180, so feel free to come up and talk to me. This has been my 180 story.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of the 180 Podcast, a production of Crew in Southeast Ohio. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like, a share, or leave an encouraging comment, and that will go a long way toward helping others hear about the podcast. The podcast isn't the only thing that we do. Whether you're a student living on campus or if you're still at home studying virtually, we'd encourage you to check us out on social media to hear more about what's going on. You can follow us on Instagram at crew@OU. Or to learn more about who we are and what we do, head over to our website, crew@ou.org. We'd encourage you, if you visit the site, to complete our involvement form to get more connected to all the things that are happening. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday for another episode of the 180.